You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio. The name of the show is Fast and Loose. Admit the sort of station... But the sword of Michael from the armory of God was given him tempered so that neither keen nor solid might resist that edge. It met the sword of Satan with steep force to smite, descending in half-cut shear, not stayed, but with swift wheel reverse, deep entering, shared all his right side. Then Satan first knew pain and writhed him to and fro, convolved. So sore the grinding sword with discontinuous wound passed through him. But the ethereal substance closed, not long divisible, and from the gash a stream of nectarous humor issued, flowed, sanguine, such as celestial spirits may bleed, and all his armor stained, erewhile so bright. We're gonna have a good show today.
Father, the sun is the center of the earth, in the middle of the universe. Then why is this verse coming six times rehearsed? Don't freestyle much, but I write them like such. Word. Amongst the fiends controlled by the screens, what does it all mean, all this shit I'm seeing? Human beings screaming vocal javelins, sign of a local unraveling. Uh-huh. My wandering got my wondering, where Christ is in all this crisis. Hating Satan never knew what nice is. Check the papers, well I bet on ISIS. More than your eye can see and ears can hear. Year by year, all the sense disappears. Nonsense perseveres, prayers laced with fear. Beware, two triple O's.
It might feel good, it might sound a little something, but damn the game if it don't mean nothing. What is game? Who got game? Where's the game in life? Behind the game, I got game, she got game, we got game, they got game, he got game. It might feel good, it might sound a little something, but the game if it ain't saying nothing.
Something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there.
Yeah, that's right.
Telling me I got to beware. It's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
More than that, millennium just be killing them. And that's scary, like lies buried in a library. When did a state pen correct anything? When piles of us still be catching the bus. When stacks of cats packing laundry mats. Pay the preachers back, but where the teachers at? I ain't even gotta ask it. And who's underpaid that got fouled at the basket? I can't blame the envy at who be getting all the Benjis and taking them grants for granted. Last I checked, pyramids wasn't built like projects or in them government checks. Modern day thugs ain't got no guts. Harden expression under governor nuts. Last time in the church be the last time in the church. Dead pledged allegiance to CDs and movies. Leaving reality, believing fantasy. Bleeding fatalities, too many formalities. Prayers laced with fear, beware. 2000 is here.
It might feel good, it might sound a little something, but damn the game if it don't mean nothing. What is game? Who got game? Where's the game in life? Behind the game, I got game, she got game, we got game, they got game, he got game. It might feel good, it might sound a little something, but the game if it ain't saying nothing. I got game, she got game, we got game, they got game, he got game. I got game, she got game, we got game, they got game, he got game.
Singing whispers with the wind pulling their arms. Hold still and listen, your hand in
If you need them, these beacons will lead you back to the start. Yep, no accessing these woods since before your father stood. That path is beaten good for the feet of all that wandered through it. Old growth holds hope, let the bramble scrape your skin. Scars of storybooks, blood will wash away your sins. Now let that sun slip, then let that moon rise. Following no footsteps, listen for the true guides. Woods will play tricks upon pretty blue eyes. Is that Plymouth the river, or your village finally brought back to life? Follow me tonight, I'll show you what it's like to be alive. I know it seems like we're all lost. We see the secrets, we know the unknown. Know the unknown, know the unknown. Keep close, hold my hand, no, just be strong. We can follow this river right back to your home. Back to your home.
For 100 years before this, they are packing up supplies, preparing for a long trip they may not survive. Many of them know this, they would rather die than believe the question.
So this is why we try. We bet it all on hopeless and swim against the tide until our every bone is broken. A sinking ship is still a ship till captain spoke the obit, till the crew is flew. Crows nested silent beneath the ocean. We set sail without an anchor. We count upon that never stopping anchor's just a coffin nail waiting for that hammer drive. It holds you by the ankles till it pulls you to the anchor. Run straight stable to be able to slip out from under devil's thumb. Keep your anchors, my home is where my hat is hung. Postcard printed paper and love notes from the lattice rung. Blessed are the vagrant, the lonely are the static ones. It's every drifter's confirmation this world is just ravishing. I know it seems like we're out lost. We can follow this river back home. River back home, river back home. Oh, oh. We know the unknown, know the unknown, know the unknown.
Sun, what's the sky? I fumble through my fuzz and buzz, Mr. I. Tell him scoop the beats in a flying saucer kit. Meet me at the port with the nickel bags and shit. Told my pops I'm out, earthbound with the crew. He said, butterfly, made the boogie be with you. Left my mom's a note with these quotes on her trunk. It says I split to earth to resurrect the funk. A dozen Snapple pops and a little box of beats. Traveling through space with the funky, funky beats. Stopped at Pluto to cop some petrol. Met some Klingons and got our things on. Cruising Warp 6 with Mr. Wiggles in the mix. Hendrix passing peace, Star Child gave the fix. The saucer shook the heavens with the blooms and the blams. Because when we hit New York, shazam. We dropping like a comet and this Vulcan tried to spark it. These Martians tried to do it, but knew they couldn't cop it. The others from a brother planet lands in the flesh from up in Sector 6, yes sure.
And it's good to be here where we landed up on Lex. Stirring up the ground with the sound of Dougie Fresh. And the horn rocking kids that did it for the black. When the Pumas on their feet and the Bombers on their back. We learned it and we earned it, so you know you gotta hand it. We planned it when we left, how to freak it and to slam it. Add a ladybug, transformation is complete. For the metamorphosis from the box to the Jeep.
And it's good to be here, getting fly with the rap. We love it where we from, but we kick it where we at. Bumping out with something that pops and transcends. DP's baby is slip but not thin. In amongst the pebbles we rocks on your blocks. Soaking in the ghetto for kids that have not. Slapping us with skin when we slam, check the cheer. So we greet the virgin ears with a kiss. It's so good to be here.
Thank you. groove. We had beats, fat jazz, fat styles, and it sounds so sweet. And it ain't no doubt that you got to check.
Doodle, silk, butter.
It's so good to be here.
Yeah, baby, that's the style. The jazz can fill a club or papers by the pile. Just ask Toy Soldier. Toy Soldier could have told you at the booming funk hut it was the afro with the butt. So to the flam lovers that crowd in dark spots, to see him kick that lingo and grip that little crotch. Now we have a ride with crazy boogie sounds. Get yourself a mate, today's to boogie down. This is all we know, you feel it when we slams. You can hear the love, it comes out in our jams. The hip hop digging catch, just delivering the words. From the ghetto dwelling youth to the bougies and the burbs. And it's good to be here,
it's good to be here. It's good to be here, yeah, it's good to be here. It's good to be here, it's good to be here. It's good to be here, yeah, it's good.
Good evening, insects, humans too. The Cocoon Club is pleased to present to you tonight a new band. Straight from Sector 6, from the colorful ghettos of outer space. They got some weird motherfuckers, but they do jazz it up. So let's bring them out here. Yeah.
Ah, thank you, thank you. Learned it from. Ever since I was a caterpillar, I dreamt of, you know, slamming up Earth, so we're gonna try to do it tonight. Let me introduce the insects, the players to you. On life, my main man, this cat is bad, check him out. C-No, the doodle bug. Around. On wide grooves, silkworm. On vibes, what? Yo, chill, man. I don't even know you, man. What are you talking about? Yo, bring it back. Bring it back right now. Yeah, as I was saying. Vibes, waves, and feelings. The ladybug, Miss Mac, yeah. And on thoughts and tongue, and a little bit of acid, yours truly, Mr. Butterfly. The mind is time, the mind is space. A horn brush, a bass flush, for minds to take. So sit back, enjoy the set, yeah. The mind is time.
Hey, what's up? You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Nate. The name of the show is Fast and Loose. And for fans of the shows in the past, yeah, we're going a little bit more. I've been reading a lot of Paradise Lost. And so the words just need to come a little bit faster today. Play a little rap. There's definitely an underlying theme to all of these songs, too. Listening to Public Enemy in the past, I mean, it's a band that's in process. I think the biggest thing that I've noticed that's kind of frustrating is that, I mean, we're going to talk about the New Yorker article on the death of the humanities majors, death of humanities concentrations. But really, I think the biggest thing here is the failure to see work as a process. Right, you read something or you look at something and you mistaken yourself to think that this is the finished product. That reading this delivers some sort of information to me at face value, and it is not indeed the author itself putting you through a journey. I think a lot about how there's a real difference nowadays in literary criticism. That looking for just labeling something as problematic, looking for the reason. Like looking for the reason that, I don't know, oh yeah, well this, clearly this person is wrong because of these, you know, limitations 1, 2, and 3. And hey, I'm right there on, you know, essentially critically engaging with the complete part of each artist, 100%. But I think there's a real difference in understanding what somebody is doing and understanding exactly what they are saying. And I think a lot of work, certainly a lot of work that's not just like, I don't know, an information manual or a dictionary or something like that, is taking you through a journey. And the point is the journey. The point isn't to come out on the other side with any, like, sort of definite answer. It's to come out with questions, and actually, too, to come out with an understanding of truth and beauty and fear and pain that you didn't understand. Not because somebody like John Milton just came out and, like, hit you over the head with it, but because you found at least some sort of connection point in the directions that he was headed in. And then all of a sudden, all right, I can connect to that. Not as like a wholesale acceptance of the point that they're making, but more it's like, you know, we talk a lot about running on this show. It's like a run. You start out and you really don't know. Not every part of a run is awesome, but the end, there is a real nuanced, dynamic, complete feeling to going on a run that isn't just information that you now have. There's a holistic understanding of yourself that comes out of that. And I think that's why the humanities is important. Not necessarily because all of us need to read Vladimir Nabokov and have, you know, 10 things to say. It's more that when we are confronted with great opportunities to see truth and beauty, to understand things, that we should embrace those, right? Oh my gosh, what a distracted world we live in. What a world where, you know, hey, tell me what you want. Right, we're not even going to release an album. We're not even going to release a song. We're going to release a piece of a song. And hopefully that piece of a song catches, and then, you know, whatever. We'll sell you the whole farm afterward. But we'll just get that piece, right? That piece to you. That's the thing. Is that humanities takes a patience and a humility that isn't necessarily, again, just, all right, I will trust and believe everything. You're critically engaging in stuff. Right, some of the best things I've ever read are from people I disagree with wholeheartedly. And I think that's just, you know, humanities are the things that give you the critical skills to be able to give yourself an opportunity to engage with stuff without, you know, absolutely having to just grab and hold on and know everything, you know, wholeheartedly. So that's what we're going to talk about today a little bit, probably a little bit more. But yeah, the Public Enemy song, He Got Game, Astronautilus, The River, The Woods, and Diggable Planets, It's Good to Be Here, they're songs that are about understanding what the direction of life is, right? That something can be true and beautiful, but really to see the meaning in it has to include an understanding of that that truth and beauty. The things that, I mean, we grab onto all the time. But we realize that there are people throughout human history who've been able to capture some of that truth and beauty, and they do it really, really well. And yeah, sometimes you need somebody to kind of hold your hand through a little bit of it. But as soon as you realize the opportunity for yourself, it's incredible. It's incredible. It changes your mind, which is a really cool thing to think about. Anyway. Back to the music. It's not going to be all like hip hop and rap. There's going to be some other stuff like this.
that you don't know me. In due time you'll throw it away. I'll be there to play my part. Wanna keep us safe from harm. But a love was in my heart that I feel. Carried away. You want me, but you can't own me. I survived, but I'm still afraid. Tell me this, tell me this, do you see me cry? Do you see me cry? Do you wish, I could? Keep us safe, but a love was in my heart that I feel.
Americans. I was just a fool too, singing a new low. What's new? I fall off from my old high street. Bass can get you through. I'm broader than Broadway in my own feet. Who am I kidding, man? I love to hate. Love to sail away like a rolling stone. Every plan I make's meant to take me further away, but I always end up back at home. Home. Back home. In Tesco Lane. In Tesco Lane. In Tesco Lane. In Tesco Lane. I guess it's hard for an Englishman to really understand what it takes.
Hey, what's up? You're listening to WMFO in Medford. My name's Nate. Name of the show is Fast and Loose. And just heard Jamie T. Tesco Land. My last album, Trick, which came out in 2016. We're waiting on a bunch of other stuff from him. Apparently 2022. There's an album. Haven't heard it. April 22nd. Okay. Yeah, I guess, well, oof. I missed it. It's out there. Maybe we'll find one. Maybe we'll find one and get it on there. As with all promises on the show, it's provisional. Santa Gold, Desperate Use, Sufjan Stevens, Back to Oz, a song I listened to all summer long. All right, here's the point. Okay, I know that you read the New Yorker article on the deaths of the humanities. Okay, and I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna throw my biases out here on the table. I have an undergraduate degree in chemical engineering, and I love the fact that that was the case. And 100%, I've got two kids. If they're like, I want to be English majors, I'm going to be like, all right, you should reconsider that. Just reconsider that point. Okay, but here's the point. Humanities majors used to be, it was a far more, the understanding of college was to shape your mind for like an uncertain world that wasn't necessarily so vocationally oriented. Okay, now STEM, it's like go to school, get a skill, get that credential, and like work that credential, because that, you know, you can't, what are you gonna do, major in English and write some book and live off of the proceeds of that book? That's crazy, right? And there's only so many journalism and reporter jobs out there. It's far more, you know, it's understandable to say, you know, become an engineer, major in CS, do something like that, so you have some sort of skill, and then maybe, okay, come around, read some poetry, and come back to Dostoevsky, like, after you can pay your rent, and you've paid off your student loans. 100% understand that. I think the argument that this article makes is not that everyone needs to concentrate in the humanities, and that you just should like pour your living into understanding stuff. It's that the humanities offers something that a technical degree absolutely cannot even touch. Okay? And I took nary a class in anything other than chemistry, math, or engineering in my undergrad. Now I'm in a grad program that's like humanities like crazy. Okay, so I'm reading poetry and I'm loving it. It's fantastic. But here's an example. All right, so I'm reading a lot of the excerpts from the show this semester. I've been from Paradise Lost, a book that I am slowly moving through with the help of Gordon Teske. Big time shout out to the 30-year vet down at Harvard. This book is incredible. It's incredible. It's incredible because you approach it like, well, it's from the past, so therefore I'm going to just assume that it has training wheels on it. No. Like, Milton, it comes out as hard as anybody has in any book I've ever read. In terms of, hey, this is the deal. I'm just going to tell you. I'm just going to be a keen observer of human nature. I'm going to tell you. Here's a good example. Okay. So Paradise Lost is about the war that happens in heaven and then its effect on the fall of Earth. And it's modeled after, if you've read Genesis in the Old Testament, it's the story of Adam and Eve. But there's big sections of it where Adam is talking to Raphael, the angel, and he's saying, hey, you know, how did heaven come to be? Like, what, you know, what was going on up there? Who's the Satan guy? Where did he come from? And Raphael tells him the story of the battle of heaven. And it's crazy. That the thing I led out with was like the initial clash between Raphael just slicing through Satan's sword and Satan realizing for the first time ever that he could be injured. Isn't that insane? Isn't that nuts? Like, the objective truth of being an angel is that you could not be injured, and then all of a sudden, bam, truth shattered. Now your armor, which had never been tested in battle, is all crumbled at your side, and you're realizing, oh my gosh, I could lose something here, and I've never lost anything ever. That's incredible. The second thing, the thing I want to lock in on is something that this is, you know, what humanities offers, is that when Satan is plotting to take over heaven, he gets a third of the angels, and he throws a speech out to him. He's like, look, guys, I don't know what's going to happen here, but I think we're going to lose some power as God is introducing his son into this hierarchy of power structure. Okay? So I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm afraid. Right? I'm afraid, and you guys should be afraid too. And so what Satan does is he basically is sitting there, you know, what do we do? What do we do other than just attack and try to take over ourselves the hierarchy that has existed since, you know, we existed? And an angel, a small guy, you know, not one of the big ones, not Raphael or Uriel or Michael or Gabriel. No, this guy named Abdiel stands up and goes, that's a bad idea. That's a bad idea. You know, God, the guy that created all this stuff, that's who you're talking about as your enemy. So it's a bad idea. I understand that subjectively you're sort of moving through this stuff and you're thinking really, you know, essentially subjectively about objective truth, but objectively, our existence is owed to this guy over here. Okay, and so you're going to fight him? That, okay, I don't know if I can get on board with that. And Satan is like, how do you know he existed as, he brought us into existence? Were you there? Do you know? And Abdiel's like, all right, okay, you're right, I wasn't there, I don't know. And so this is all fascinating, whether or not, you know, you obviously believe in God or not. I believe this is, you know, it's just fascinating in terms of, I'm going to fight against this omnipotent being that may have been the source of my creation, you know. Anyway, so Abdiel runs back, tells all the angels. The angels are like, we kind of figured that this is what was happening when a third of the angels left. And I think a battle's coming. So Abdiel's like, great, let's do it. I'm in. So they square off, and it's this awesome scene of all of heaven's angels, the angels that are still sided with God, and then all of Satan's, you know, horde, the thirds. They square off, and they don't know what they're doing, right? There's never been a battle before, right? They've got all this armor on, and they've got weapons and stuff like that, but they're like, I don't know. I guess we're just gonna hit each other. I don't know. What's gonna happen here? And Abdiel delivers this incredible line. He breaks ranks. He comes out, and he's a little guy. Right, he's not the big guy. He's not the big bad. He's not the guy that you hear about. He just goes, oh heaven, that such resemblance of the highest should yet remain where faith and reality remain not. Wherefore should not strength and might there fail when virtue fails or weakest prove where boldest? Though sight unconquerable. And this is why the humanities are important, is because that could sound like gobbledygook, and certainly to undergraduate engineering Nate, that doesn't sound great. But what Abiel is saying, and you see it in the prose, and you realize that this is kind of the only way that you can say it in this way. What Abiel's saying is, he's going, man, wouldn't it be great if you were actually wrong, that all of your strength failed you? That we wouldn't have to fight? And we wouldn't have to, you know, we wouldn't have to be in these headlong battles that are futile in essence. They're futile. I wish we didn't have to learn this. I wish that when one of us was wrong, that was it. Their strength just sort of left them, their power just left them, and we didn't have to fight each other. And I think that's the genius of Milton, is that he's saying you have to. There is such a human thing, a human nature thing. These are angels, but there's a human nature thing to just being like, I don't. We got to do it. We got to fight. We're too far in. That's the deal, right? That's such a human thing to think, even though it's crazy. An engineering textbook would never be like, well, you know, just build something that doesn't work, you know, just to prove to yourself that that's fine, and maybe you'll learn something. That would never happen. But human nature all the time tells us, well, yeah, I'm gonna have to learn this lesson the hard way. That's incredible. I love that. And so that's, I think, really important. And this is also what my professor said yesterday. We brought this book up. Is he goes, you know, things change. People major in different things. And yeah, there's forces, especially too, and how school is funded, how funding comes to schools, the expectations, especially students that are paying for school, need to be able to get jobs that are paying them when they come out, because loans are crazy. Student loans are crazy. But amidst all that, you know, as much as concentrations are down, enrollments in these classes are way up. Because I think, and I really hope this for my alma mater, Georgia Tech, we realize that the humanities are really important to tell us that it is humans behind these decisions, that it's humans building these things, that it's humans making decisions about these things. And with the dawn of AI, especially as things are going to be understood a little bit better, as ChatGPT writes lab reports for us, as they, you know, composes mundane emails, essentially takes care of the mundane side of technological interaction. I think that knowing how to connect with people, knowing about things like love and truth and beauty and fear, and being able to dive into that stuff, having a language to talk about those things, I think it's going to be all the more important because I think, again, the technical details of stuff are going to change so rapidly in the next couple of years. So anyway, with that, we are back with the music. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for this. Thanks for hanging into this long thing. And your reward is this.
Greetings, girl, and welcome to my world of phrasing right up to bat. It's the daisy age and you're about to walk top stage, so wipe your lottos on the mat. Hip-hop love, this is, and don't mind when I quiz your apartments before the sun. But clear your court, cause this a one-man sport, and who's better for this than plugged one? Plugged don't one. Have to worry about me squashing other deals, cause they've already been squished. Freeze the frame of our moves the same, wish we can continue right behind the bush. You'll stay with me, I know this, but not because of all my earthly treasures, or regardless to the fact that I'm past the noose, but because... I cut this dance to introduce myself as the chosen one to speak. Let me lay my hand across yours and aim a kiss upon your cheek. The name's Plug 2, and from the soul I bring you the daisy of your choice. May it be filled with a pleasure principle in circumference to my voice. About those other Jennies I reckoned with, lost them all like a homework excuse. This time the magic number is 2, cause it takes 2, not 3 to seduce. My destiny of love is brought to an apex. Sex is a mere molecule in this world of lust that I have for you. It's true, true. It's time to let this rhyme style get somewhat poured in the mold. Hold my hand and we'll pick my plantation of daisies for a bouquet of soul. Soul. At the cut of a rim. Take it as filled to the rim as in brim. Squeeze your stoop like Betty Boop, then make camel alphabet soup and spell plug ones within. Forward marching to say when transistors will play. Coming to bed is the move. Dolby sound will be then top crown when I put the needle into your groove. I got a good thing, and in full swing. Full swing. I show this in gifts, words or letters, but even without those three, I know you'd be close to me, cause
I know I love you better.
It's I again, and the soul that I send is taking steps to reach your heart. Any moment you feel alone, I can fill up your empty part. We can ascend till we reach daylight heaven, and in a spin we'll hit the top 10. Then we could meet Mr. Stucky and Pops, Brother Lucky will preach, let the wedding be. The wedding be. Shot by an arrow of Cupid through a string of a G-clef, my dear, I claim your death. And if you could hear me, by golly G, true boy is ready for what you possess. We could live in my plug to home, and on Mars where we could be all alone. And we make a song for two, picture perfect things, and I sing of how
I know I love you better.
Hey, got a quick PSA for you right now. 91.5 FM College Radio. Did you know 91.5 FM is college and community radio no matter where you are in Massachusetts? If you're driving northeast from Tufts, check out some undergraduate radio over at WUML in Lowell, broadcasting from UMass Lowell. If you're driving southeast, tune in to hear lots of great programming over at WZLY in Wellesley, broadcasting from Wellesley College. Support community radio by tuning in and engaging with local stations. And remember, if it's 91.5, then it's good college radio, a message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We're going to have maybe two more.
Boogie jiving rap is life where I'm from. Where I'm from, a mod play with Izzy where I'm from. Where I'm from, it be like run your coat black. Jupiter keeps a fat beats by the pack where I'm from. Nappy hair is life. We be reading Marx where I'm from. The kids be rocking clocks where I'm from. You turn around your cap, you talk over a beat, and dick some sounds booming out of Jeep where I'm from. Cocoons hide the youth, twin units 100 proof. You want some beef, they will cut you some where I'm from. The beats is infinite where I'm from. Voodoo, Ashu, Benin, gangsta lean where I'm from. I'm interplanetary, my insect movements vary. It's kinky if it's hair, G where I'm from. The fire hoses blow, it's purple when it's snow. I do a hit and go, split. It's hip, what's hip, when hip is just the norm. Cause planets pledge allegiance to the funk in all its forms. The kinks, the dance, the prints on all the shirts. My grandmother told my mother it's Africa at work. On vibes, we freak, them universal beats. You find it at the spot, you hit it ends of every week. We twist, exist, to spin the maddest hits. Up here, funk is our neighbor, so we paid her a visit. The lip we sit can house the nine zips. For rock, we can't do nothing, but this we come equipped. Off disc, off tape, rap blast until from eight. The really truly fat, the fly, on the flip. Coco gotta know how planets gotta roll. Speak the mega cool, get funky as a goal. It's calm, relax, we're only some new jacks that acts on the funk but don't play the role. Where you from? Wicked dick plans got teen where I'm from. Where I'm from, it's Clarence 13 where I'm from. Where I'm from, brothers took the beats and got fly.
Why?
That's most ass by 85 where I'm from. Faking the funk, you get dead. Projects, tenements, pyramids. Where I'm from, we're living off that boom boom crack. It's that hip hop rockers jazz when I'm max. Peace be the greeting of the insect tribe. Pestilent forces can't catch the vibe. We live to love and we love to rock mics. We speak in ghetto tongue, cause ghetto's the life. Food for thought, so get a buffet plate. The lyrics are so fat, you might gain weight. So just watch me step alone into the sunset. Left foot, right foot, 1-2 mic check. Brewing funk inside my soul kitchen. So pull up a chair, here's a bit, have a listen. A hard hit intervene.
Damn, I know you fluent.
Yeah, cause Doodle ain't having it, and Butterfly knew it. Where you from?
You keep the face of me? Are you
a man? Nah, a woman. Venus acts a fool at the square, right?
Yeah.
Doctor's engineer in a pair, right?
Yeah.
Hip hop made a point last year, right?
Yeah.
But planets is the joint this year, right?
Yeah.
Planets cop the duds and lift to grass hop. Duck out from the fuzz that sweat the hip hop. Rising like we foam, get it from the dome. I'm from where the fat beats stretch for mad blocks. We can get a kick without no breath. Feeling funky beats go straight to the head. Fall into a club, dig on what we love. It be past six before we reach bed. Butter fits a relics, we say, those are fat. Doodle making silk, the quad, where it's at. We knew the step was set for rap to take a step. So we treat our clips just like bussin' caps. Whip it till dawn, kick it till dawn. Hip hop is a fix or else we be gone. People thought they canned it, rap is not by bandits. Diggable planets got it going on.
Everywhere, everywhere.
Hey, what's up? You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. That's actually going to be it for me. I'm going to check out a second early. I'll leave you with a little Bona Buddha. Just kind of play out. Thanks for listening. A lot of stuff today. Oh, yeah. Give me a call next week, 855-915-9636. Give the next DJ a call. Ask them about, you know, what do you think about the humanities? Tufts, an excellent school for the humanities, but a school certainly in transition as the last, like, couple of huge buildings that they built were all dedicated to math and science, STEM-type majors. So, yeah, how to think, what to think, how to do something. The German school of the 19th century versus, like, the Oxford-Cambridge model, right, where, like, forming your thoughts is the most, how you form your thoughts is the most important thing, as opposed to a manual for building stuff. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. I haven't actually announced any songs for the Tesco Land by Jamie T. And then Since I Left You by the Avalanches, I Know by De La Soul, Where I'm From by Digable Planets, Bonnaboo Light Patterns. I played two Digable Planets songs. Depending on when you talk to me in 2009, Digable Planets was basically the only music that I was listening to. That album, Reaching a New Refutation of Time and Space, and then the other one, Blowout Comb, and then also the guy who goes by Butterfly, eventually then starts going by Shabazz Palaces, his other stuff, it's incredible. I listened to Digable Planets, and then I found De La Soul, and then I found A Tribe Called Quest, and I was living in Atlanta at the time. It was crazy. Just like this world of music that I had not known, obviously, growing up in the suburbs of Pittsburgh. But it's incredible. That's a big thing. It's a world that I've loved, and it's a world that I continue to go back from. That song, Where I'm From, is just incredible, right? And I have no connection to what they are talking about, except for every connection of human nature to want to have somewhere where I'm from, where I'm happy and I'm proud of it. And that's incredible, right? It's incredible. So there you go. Excellent stuff. All right, stick around for the next show. And I am out of here. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Reform Radio.